This is Today, a daily devotional to refresh, refocus, renew.
This is Today for Friday, May 10. When Jesus comes in glory. Our reading comes from Luke chapter 9. Once, when Jesus was praying in private and his disciples were with him, he asked them, "Who do the crowds say I am?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and still others, that one of the prophets of long ago has come back to life." "But what about you?" he asked. "Who do you say I am?" Peter answered, "God's Messiah." Jesus strictly warned them not to tell this to anyone. And he said, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders, the chief priests, and the teachers of the law. And he must be killed and on the third day be raised to life." Then he said to them all, "Whoever wants to be my disciple must deny themselves and take up their cross daily and follow me. For whoever wants to save their life will lose it, but whoever loses their life for me will save it. What good is it for someone to gain the whole world and yet lose or forfeit their very self? Whoever is ashamed of me and my words, the Son of Man will be ashamed of them when he comes in his glory and in the glory of the Father and of the holy angels. Truly I tell you, some who are standing here will not taste death before they see the kingdom of God." Throughout his teaching ministry, Jesus continued to have a heavenward focus. Even as he looked ahead to his suffering and death, he told his followers of his future glory. But Jesus' treatment at the hands of sinful people has implications for his followers too. As God's people, we can expect the powers of evil to attack and try to destroy us. Perhaps you've been on the receiving end of others' sinful behavior, abuse, neglect, harassment, persecution. Jesus assures us that he knows what it is to experience hurt, and he points our attention heavenward to the glory that God reveals in his children. Sometimes, though, the temptation to deny Jesus comes not from hardship, but from prosperity. Perhaps you've tried to live a life of self-fulfillment. Maybe you've been chasing pleasure to try to soothe your loneliness in sinful ways. Perhaps having a relationship with Jesus embarrasses you or doesn't seem important enough in your social circles. Jesus' words remind us that true glory comes only from him. The ascension reminds us of the glory that Jesus has with the Father right now. May we remember the glory of the crucified and ascended Lord, and know that even when difficulty or the draw of prosperity seems to fill our experience, we can catch glimpses of God's coming kingdom. Pray with me. Lord Jesus, you know our weakness and misery. Help us to glimpse your kingdom and the glory that you call us to share, and direct our vision toward you. In your name, amen.
This is Today. Get our free daily devotional on the go. Get it delivered to your email inbox each morning or download our app to your mobile device. Sign up at todaydevotional.com.